motion that we open up a regular town council meeting at 8:05, but it is 8:25, so.
I'll make a motion that we open up our regular town council meeting at 8:05, actually at 8:25.
Wait, if you have any questions, we can talk.
Because the mayor's dog.
Because the mayor's dog. I'm sorry, that is the truth, though. Anyway. Okay, but I needed to discuss the future use and maintenance of the property purchased on 121 West Main Street. So I needed to do this, so I had to add it back on. What do we want to do there? We've got to get someone to mow the lawn.
Yes.
Keep it watered.
Yes, we hire somebody to do it. I mean, it's not like it's an everyday thing, it's just.
I asked Tristan what he would do it for. He said 45 a week. He's mowing like four people out here already.
Nobody else has time. And unless Vernon wants to volunteer for it, which I doubt he does, just hire somebody.
Are we okay to hire my son, Tristan, with his landscaping company, Todd? He's the one that took care of the cemetery, and he's the one that takes care of the well. And you knew this, right?
Yes.
That it was his company?
Yes.
Okay.
Because.
Yeah, I would have to double check with the purchasing policy, but I believe, especially with these smaller towns, there are going to be family members that are doing things on behalf of the town. And I think as long as that conflict is declared, which the mayor just did, I believe that that's okay. But I'll double check with the policy to verify.
I mean, I really doubt we could get somebody else out here to mow it.
Not for 45.
So, no, and not for once a week. I think you said 45, but anyway, but it needs to be taken care of, so we can't just let it sit, and it needs to be watered. I don't know what we're going to do about who's got to water it. It does not have a sprinkler system.
So I went there today before the meeting and watered it. My opinion is we use the house as an office if we need be, like if we get kicked out of here, but only if we need to, and we subdivide it, sell it as is.
Sell it as is.
I don't even think we put siding on it. I think you just sell it.
It's in pretty good shape.
Remember last meeting when Richard said that, I can't remember the exact Furby, something about put lipstick, slapped a coat of lipstick on and sold it.
Yeah.
That was the impression I got when I walked through there. I mean, it's got a fresh coat of paint, countertops, and some new flooring and spots.
No, all the electrical's new.
Is it?
Yeah, the water heater's new, the AC's new, the roof is new.
Yeah, the main service panel's not new. That's probably a $4,000 upgrade for the electrical.
The one right there by the door?
Yeah. But, like, if we need to get out of here, it'd probably be a good holding place for that. But other than that, I don't even say we do an addition on it.
You think just sell it?
Subdivide it, sell it, and just build our town hall.
Just right behind it?
Wherever, yeah. And you mentioned the road easement that's already there. I think we absolutely keep that. It gives us, technically, it'd give us a park entrance and a town hall entrance, but they would tie together so you have two if you need it.
Do you know what we're talking about, Ara? The road?
Yep. The road goes up beside Kip's fence, and then there's a road that goes east and west.
Mm-hmm. So keep that and then figure out what we want to do for a town hall. Just, okay, so do we want to move forward with get it subdivided, keep the road?
I would.
And then.
Because we could subdivide it, and then if we end up having to leave here, even with the subdivider, we could use it temporarily and then sell it. But if we can stay here, I say just put it for sale. Subdivide it, put it for sale, sell it on the house.
Because if we keep that road going up the west side, that's going to shorten that up a bunch. Mm-hmm. And you're probably less than that. We will be less than an acre, I'm sure. Especially with the easement, the road that's on the south side of that property. I mean, that's going to turn that into probably less than an acre, I would guess.
Can you vacate the one on the south to make it an acre? Keep the one on the west, vacate the one on the south. Where it meets our zoning.
At least it has an acre. I bet it's close to an acre with that road.
But. Yeah, I guess we could. I mean, because I was thinking, well, we're going to have an egress and a degress, right? We could do, come in where our park road is now, and let a fire hydrant come over and then come out. You'd have to tear that chicken coop out to do that.
Yeah.
Have you been through it since
you brought it up? No, I haven't had a moment to do that. Maybe I'd do it this weekend.
Because, Mary, you'd mentioned, like, new siding or something.
If we were to make it into an office, I think if you were to add on, make the siding match, that's all I was talking about. I didn't mean do it if we were going to keep it.
I think the less we're into it, then probably the faster we can sell it and the better opportunity it is for somebody to buy it and do their own thing with it.
Yeah.
Well, and if it's down to an acre or less, that's more appealing and cost affordable for somebody. Yeah.
It's an older home. It's livable as is, but everybody wants to make it their own neighborhood.
Right, we take the, I don't know what that would be, $450-ish? I mean, maybe even a little more. You judge it by the house that's on the highway by the old country store right there. I think they're for something.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of property. I mean, it'd be pretty easy to put that 400 into.
It's over an acre.
$1 million.
It would be almost an acre and a half with the roadways taken out.
Which would give us 2/3 of our money back. Give us the rest of the property for pretty cheap.
Yeah. It's 103,000 feet, so I mean, it's close to 2 acres right there with it. So I guess we should see what we want to keep. Give him an acre and go from there.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd give him an acre, it meets our zoning requirement, and just keep the rest of it, because when we bought it, was for old property.
I'd like to see it on a map.
Yeah. I can't draw it all up before we do it.
Yeah, or even just rough sketch it on it.
Well, I mean, you can see it right there. That was 412 feet deep. Just kidding. That was with the 200. So it's about an acre. It is about an acre. Okay. So, you want me to get Kent to do that now?
I would.
Get that subdivided up, try to keep the road, make sure we leave them at least an acre.
I think we need the road. Yeah.
And try to get it sold as soon as possible.
I would.
Okay. Then work towards an office, whether we want to.
Town hall.
Yeah.
I think it's worth Richard and Michael's opinion also.
Yeah. Okay.
Before we start putting the cart before the horse, I mean, the ink's not even dry on the check yet, we're making a major decision.
Yeah.
Well, Richard wanted to start it last week.
That's Richard.
I'm just saying. Richard was ready to get Kent involved last week.
Of course he was. So, Richard was ready to start re-roofing.
Yeah.
The day we were talking about it.
Okay. That's all. Okay. I am going to make a motion to close this meeting and open up a closed session.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to close the meeting?
I'll make a motion that we close the regular town council meeting at 8:31.
Tyler?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Marlon, yes.
Tyler, yes.
And motion to go into a closed meeting.
All right, good night.
Hey, thank you.
Did you get that trial taken care of for Lake Tahoe?
Oh, yeah. We ended up finding a number to call National Parks Emergency Services, and they had an ambulance waiting on the dock. And then they actually brought a helicopter in.
Is that the one that got hit by the boat?
No, it was Keely's baby. Just really dehydrated. So she just was dehydrated, and we were just wondering if there was a clinic.
Well, I looked at that number before I sent it, and I thought, that's not even a Utah number for this, so that was the emergency.
Yeah, so they actually do have an emergency dispatch number for Lake Powell.
Yeah.
For the National Service, and they were waiting at the docks for them when they got there. So, worked out good, but yes, thank you. We just didn't want to call in a helicopter, and we knew that's what they would do, but we just wanted just to get an IV or something for her, because she had a long ride home. So, worked out okay.
That former friend of mine, he was just down there a week and a half ago. A boat had got sandbarred, so they were kind of going up slow, going up this little canyon. There was another boat in front of them. They just, let's just stay behind the wake. Said some boat come hauling ass past them, went up, turned around, and T-boned the boat that was in front of them. There was a kid on the front of the boat, flipped him out, and the parents ran him over.
Oh, you're kidding me.
About decapitated his legs.
It did decapitate him, or about did?
About. They were hanging on.
Oh, my gosh.
And in fact, it's in KSL. He said, we were talking about it 2 days ago, and then he sent me the article. And, yeah, mom's getting written up for why, I mean, a whole bunch of
stuff.
That's awful.
You know, I have always really liked Lake Powell, but I felt like there was a lot of jerks down there this year. Just entitled people that think they can just do whatever they want, and yes, yep.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
I need to bring my car to you so you can see if we can fix it or if it just went off.
Okay, come do a
drive by.
Okay,
see you, Cody.
Bye, guys.
Before we discuss.
Okay, did you read the stuff for the close?
No.
Before we discuss a power plant with Pal, mm-hmm. you need to come take it. I'll give you a tour of ours.
Okay.
They're extremely loud.
And even if they're like a new thing?
Everything's vented outside.
Okay.
Like, I got. They. Just before we go down that road, I'll come. I'll give you a tour. We're running them almost every day now during the summer. So,
are you letting Todd in?
Yeah. I'm getting such a pain.
Okay. I read the whole thing.
This way, Dexter. I gotta hold on a minute. Okay.
And, I mean, this would be his over there. Maintenance nightmare.
Are they?
Oh, we have a full time candy.
Oh, there he is.
He's always working on it.
And then we have machinery. That's who we bought it through. That's who built it. They're never right.
Huh. Okay. I'll come over and take a look at it.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good, quick meeting.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Got a lot done.
You did not sign those in all the ordinances?
Yeah, the mayor has not.
I haven't signed any of them. Which one is this one?
That's the one we steal.
No, this is the one that we need to sign this one to.
Yeah, I don't think the one
we passed this one. It was the interlocal agreement. That one is just to participate, and then there was an interlocal agreement from the county.
I just need to sign this so I can get them up to them.
Yeah, you did. It was in the consent item.
Oh, okay.
I just need to sign those so I can get them to.
Okay. Did they get everything they needed?
I think they did.
I don't remember this one.
Okay.
All right. So,
okay. Thanks, Stephanie.
I make a motion to temporarily recess a council meeting to go into a closed meeting for the following purpose: strategy sessions to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
We're all yes.
Tyler, yes.
Holly, yes.